Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. I just wanted to first thank you for the comments on the document, and we welcome others who have comments later to reach out. We definitely didn't bring in the presentations about the continuum, but that's well noted. It's something we've discussed. We have some presentations that focus on that more specifically from the workshop, for example. That was one of the topics. So that's definitely of interest to us. I also just wanted to talk about the benefits because you gave me an opportunity to talk some more. I really agree. I think Paola mentioned this the other day, that we don't fully appreciate what 8 degrees Celsius reduction of heat means. We also don't fully appreciate when we see 43,000 heat-related deaths in the EU every year, but this is huge. When we think about this, there's also impacts on productivity. You look at ILO, it's 2% of GDP, of the heat impacts on productivity in France, for example, that we could be addressing. And this brings me to the hottest topic, which is energy. Urban trees, if they're well placed around houses, can reduce, according to USDA, 20% to 40% of energy consumption from air conditioning. It can also reduce heating needs. If you think about the reduced, this is coming at air conditioning, that means peak demand. You reduce peak demand, you reduce the overall capacity you need on your grid, in addition to the household savings. So this is something that makes a lot of sense if it's implemented strategically at scale for reducing the energy consumption at the national level and the peak consumption. So there's a lot of benefits. Many of these are touched upon in the policy brief. Not all of them are there. And we do look forward to bringing those out going forward. Thank you.